Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, with me today is John Sappington. And if you remember a couple of months ago, very serious accident John was involved in. He was fishing an FLW event. And John, well, I tell you what, you and I, as we talked about trying to get this interview done, one of the things I've noticed right away is your sense of humor has not left you. And even though you're still in the halo, you're still in recuperation mode, you're starting to feel a little bit better, I'm sure.
Yeah, I really am. It's I mean, I feel 100% better, but just a matter of letting my body get to that point.
Well, I know you've been in for x-rays several times and you are in the healing process. And I know you've got to be looking across that lake where you live and thinking, man, oh man, these fish are biting out to be out there.
Yeah, I just got down here last night and this morning. I walked down to the water last night and I could see that the water was up in the willows and the leaves are on the willows and everything, and it's time. The fish got to be up shallow with the water up high like it is, and that's one of my favorite times to fish when you're fishing visible shallow cover.
Well, I'm sure all the bass fans out there, knew about the accident. It was one of those things where it's just a unbelievably freakish accident where you had a cable come up in front of you. And what do you remember about that?
Well, it was on February the 3rd, and I was pre-fishing down at Atchafalaya Basin for the FLW that was coming down there. And I'd fished down there the year before, and I had an area where I'd caught a real good bag of fish. And the first day of practice, I went in there and ran through that area once real quick with the spinner bait, and I mean it was loaded with fish again. So I was trying to find something that was totally different. A lot of people were going towards the Bayou Black area and everything. I headed back west on the Intercoastal Waterway and basically was covering a lot of water and trying to fish fast. And whenever I'm running, a few of the things that I do, or I always wear my life jacket and always have my kill switch hooked up, and I always wear earplugs. And wind noise is probably one of the number one hearing destroyers there is, and my hearing's not that good anyway, and it's probably because of wind noise. But I'd been jumping in a lot of different areas and taking the time to put the earplugs in and out was, with the way I was fishing, was kind of bad. So I luckily threw on a motorcycle helmet, and I'd worked my way back, and I was headed back towards the ramp basically, and I was about 20 miles from the ramp or so, and I saw a ferry, a long ways in front of me, crossing the canal. And by the time I got down to the ferry, it was reaching the come from my right, going to my left. It was reaching the left-hand bank, and so I just, slowed down and went around on the right-hand bank. I was well behind it and everything. And about the time I got right behind it, a cable snapped up out of the water, and I saw, a big mist of water where it snapped up, and I just, I immediately looked to the back of the ferry and saw that it was attached to the ferry, and just, basically panicked. Oh no, I let off, and that was all I remember. I don't remember hitting it or anything, but it hit the nose of my Ranger and tore my trolling motor off and came across the top of the boat and broke my windshield. And I leaned down, I guess I leaned down and put my hand up, and it hit me on the top of the head, oh, about in my, above my eyes, and took my helmet off, and actually broke my motorcycle helmet. And when I put my hand up, it broke my hand and dislocated my shoulder, and I think it broke and broke the C1 vertebra in my neck, and like five other vertebrae down my back where it bent me over, the back of the seat. And luckily I don't remember any of it, and it knocked me out. It's probably a good thing that it knocked me out. It kept me immobile, you know, kept me from trying to move. And they sent a helicopter that came and picked me up and took me to Lafayette General Hospital. And it's kind of been a recovery period since then. You know, at first I was thinking I was, you know, real unlucky for it happening. But after talking to doctors and things, you know, it's just the Lord's really blessed me to keep me from being paralyzed or worse yet. You know, it's and a lot of it's because I had my motorcycle helmet on. I was knocked on the back deck of the boat, you know, which engaged my kill switch and shut my motor off, kept me from coming out of the boat. And, you know, just a lot of things happened right amidst the bad of it.
Yeah, you think about, you know, putting that helmet on, and I know you don't normally, most guys that run, unless it's raining or something like that, usually don't wear that motorcycle helmet, and something told you to put it on, and whatever that was, you know, that was one of those things you'll never forget that. You'll probably wear that more often.
Yeah, I definitely will. It's a, it, you know, when you're in a motorcycle helmet, it kind of takes all the wind noise out. It just lets you focus a lot more. You know, you can see a lot better. The wind isn't in your eyes. If it's raining or anything like that, it's really a plus when it's raining. And two, it, you know, if you ever would have an accident, it could save your life, and that's what happened to me, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about recovery now, John. You know, we talked about the idea you're looking out there at those bushes and thinking about the fish, but where are you in your recovery?
Well, it's been right at 3 months, and initially they told me that I'd have to wear the halo for a 3 month period, and then I'd probably get it off and you know, get in another different type of neck brace, something that wasn't screwed into my head, and wear it for a couple months. But after I went to the doctor last Tuesday, and there's four breaks in my C1 vertebra. Two of those breaks look like they're healing pretty good, but two more of them, I mean, they're just not healing. It doesn't. There's pretty good gap. I mean, it's just a section of my neck is vertebra is broken off, and just either too far away to heal, or, you know, I don't know. It's kind of,
yeah,
that's hard. It's frustrating. It's, you know, I've been at 1 month, I was like, you know, just 2 more months to go. And then 2 months, I was 1 month to go, and I was there. I was, you know, I basically thought it was coming off, and it's not. So, but then again, the first few days after I went to the doctor, it was, you know, it was really hard coming to the realization that it's not better yet. But if it takes another 3 months, I guess I'm halfway there. You know, I don't know exactly what all my options are right now, so I'm exploring them.
Well, you know, it's part of the healing process. You know, we heal as we do, and, you know, as we get older, John, you know that it takes us a little bit longer to get through that. But I know at Bass Fan, we still get tons of feedback. People wondering how you're doing and all those kind of things. So people are really concerned, and I know you got a great fan base out there, and I'm sure that the fans that are listening to this today are gonna, you know, be happy to know that you're on the heel and gonna start to mend pretty well.
Well, it's Bass Fan's really, you know, Jay Kumar up there and you, Terry. I mean, it's been a blessing to me. It's kept me in touch with it. You know, I can look on there and on my website, johnsappington.com, I've got a link to Bass Fan, and I pretty much pull it up, and I can see exactly how all these tournaments are going, and see who's leading them and how they're catching them, and pretty much I am in my mind envision fishing those tournaments, and I think of ways that I would have practiced and things that I would have tried, and I can basically see how that would have worked in the tournament by the outcome, who's catching them, how they're catching them, and so on. So it's a I'm still learning about fishing, you know, through Bass Fan as this goes along. So,
well, John, you know, all of us here at Bass Fan and across the country are hoping for a real quick recovery, and don't get too much of a hurry, you know. Come back and be healthy, and we're looking forward to seeing you back out on the trails. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, well, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all my sponsors for sticking with me, you know, Ranger Boats, Snickers, Lake Fork Tackle, you know, the FLW, they've been super to me, and Evan Rude, you know, just a blessing to be associated with the good companies that I'm associated and just all the nice people that I'm around and within the sport of fishing, all the fishermen and everything. It's just been a blessing to me.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.